Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
On February 23, 1972, I got a message that my mother called telling me it would be a good idea if I came home from the Santa Cruz Mountains and make a visit to see my father. The TV station KVIQ that he managed had burned nearly to the ground as a result of a coffee pot that sparked from a power outage and then a surge from the generator into the outlet it was plugged into. One of the miracles of the fire was a plate glass window that popped out and fell and covered the TV station's commercial log and accounting information, and some actual commercials, which is the real gold of the station. The next miracle that took place came from the competitor in town, KIM-TV. They gave Dad the power generators and equipment to get back up and running, comically in an old abandoned meat market, now the home of Pacific Outfitters. Dad then convinced the owners of KVIQ to rebuild in downtown Eureka. He took over the old John's Gym building at the corner of Broadway Boulevard in Wabash, now a forest of short plants, and built the station. What he also did was convince the owners of Channel 6 to give the building on Humboldt Hill to the then struggling Keat TV. Not remembering how much the damaged building was actually restored by the owners for Keat, but suffice it to say, a lot of real estate and something to work with was better than what they had. Today, Keat TV is still on Humboldt Hill, serving this community and many others from the Oregon border to as far south as Mendocino, with more channels now available to distribute more diverse programs than ever before. Keat TV still exists as the smallest public broadcast station in the country. And today, they're meeting their Goliath of a lifetime. They have to reach a fundraising amount of $800,000 by September 1st, or they'll lose their funding from the federal government. Hard as it is to believe, that same amount, $800K, is the same amount that cities like San Francisco or L.A., Chicago, are asked to raise themselves. I'm not sure about you, but it doesn't make much sense. So regardless, in the words of the general manager, David Gordon, we're not going to take this laying down, and that's where you come in, my gentle snowflakes. Because it's time for another miracle. If you've got the inclination, please write a letter to our state politicians, Huffman, Feinstein, and Harris. Tell them to get off their butts and help our local PBS station get the waiver they need. Because when Keat's gone, it's gone. And when you've done the above, get your tickets now to Keat's Golden Jubilee Celebration and Fundraiser at the Carson Mansion, February 2nd. Give me a heads up and you can sit at us with our table. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.